2. Dr. Simpson and Chloroform. Eve Blantyre Simpson. In a letter to Mr. Waldie, Professor Simpson wrote, "I am sure you will be delighted to see part of the good results of our hasty conversation. I had the chloroform for several days in the house before trying it, as, after seeing it such a heavy liquid, I despaired of it and went on dreaming about others. The first night we took it, Dr. Duncan, Dr. Keith and I all tried it simultaneously, and were all under the table in a minute or two. Dr. George Keith, writing to me in 1891, says, Dr. Miller, in the appendix to his work on surgery, published soon after, gives a full account of the scene. It is pretty correct, only he says we all took the chloroform at once. This, with a new substance to try, would have been foolish, and the fact is, I began to inhale it a few minutes before the others. On seeing the effects on me, and hearing my approval before I became unconscious, they both took a dose, and I believe we were all more or less under the table together, much to the alarm of your mother, who was present. Professor Miller, his neighbour, who used to come in every morning to see if the experiments had survived, says, These experiments were performed after the long day's toil was over, at late night or early morn, and when the greater part of mankind was soundly asleep. He describes how, after a weary day's labour, the trio sat down and inhaled various drugs out of tumblers, as was their custom. Chloroform was searched for and found beneath a heap of waste paper, and with each tumbler newly filled, the inhalers resumed their occupation. A moment more, then all was quiet, and then a crash. On awakening, Dr. Simpson's first thought was, This is far stronger and better than ether. Then he noticed that he was lying on the floor, and that among the friends around him there was both confusion and alarm. He saw Dr. Duncan snoring heavily, and Dr. Keith kicking violently at the table above him. They made several more trials of it that eventful evening, and were so satisfied with the results that the festivities of the evening did not end till a late hour, 3 a.m. The onlookers to this scene were my mother, her sister, Miss Grindley, her niece, Miss Petrie, and her brother-in-law, Captain Petrie. Accustomed as they had grown to experiments, they were startled by the results of this first inhaling of chloroform. My aunt often spoke of Dr. Keith's ghastly expression when, ceasing to kick, he raised his head to the level of the table and stared with unconscious eyes on them. She had such a horror of chloroform that she refused ever to try it. My father used to threaten to put her under its influence, and when she fled, he gave chase. But, light of foot as he was in those days, she always escaped, for fits of laughter used to seize him and stop the pursuit. Great was my father's joy at his success, and in having so powerful an agent to deaden the suffering that he had to watch daily. A certain duchess expressed her feelings in a letter she wrote before chloroform was a month old. Dear Dr. Simpson, I cannot resist one line to wish you joy of your discovery. I think your life must be a very happy one from the relief of not witnessing pain. It must make you very happy, dear sir, to have discovered so great a benefit.